say if you set the table for four people, you'd give, put out four forks and four spoons and four
knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to
wash dishes.
And you say after she washes them, then she
dries them.
Or in clear water, she
rinses them in clear water and then dries them.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Dish rag or dish cloth.
What about when you're drying them?
Well, they call them a dry rag. Dry towel or dry rag.
To bathe your face with, you have a
washcloth.
Is that what you always used to call that?
Uh-huh.
What about to dry yourself off with?
That's a towel.
And, you remember when people, used to cook on the fireplace?
Yes, I remember.
What would they cook in?
A skillet. Iron skillet like you seen hang up on the wall in there.
Did it have little legs on it? Or?
No, some of them you had little legs on it. I have one that's got little legs on it. My daughter's got it down her house. She fries fish in it. It's a great big kettle, you know. About this big around. And it's about that deep, and you put a grease in and fry fish in it, you know. It makes a good thing to fry fish in. Then I got some iron pots I cook in. I got some iron pots I don't cook in. Got some I let the chickens drink water out of, you know, used for chicken trough.
Used for a chicken what?
Trough. A watering pot, whatever you want to call.
Did you ever hear something called a spider? Or something like a skillet, only it's called a spider?
No, honey, I don't.
And, something that flour used to come in was a... If you bought a whole
sack.
Lot...
Sack. A sack.
Okay. But what if you bought a whole lot, maybe 50 pounds?
Well, it'd still come in a sack.
What about something big? Made out of wood?
Barrel.
Okay. And what runs around a barrel to hold the wood in place?
The hoops.
Okay. And something a little smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
That's a nail keg.
Okay. And, you wanted to turn on the... Well, you say you don't have running water in your house, but on houses that do, you know, if you want to turn on the water, you go to the sink and turn on the...
faucet.
Okay. What about something out in the yard that you turn to get water out?
That's hydrant.
Okay.
That's what we got.
And, say on, did you ever see a water barrel or?
Yeah, we've had hall water in water barrels. Our sister used to go drive a year. We had a sister out here, and it was old and had holes in it, and it went dry a year. We filled it up and dug another one out here.
Well, you know, some water barrels have something you can turn and get the water
out. Faucets on.
Okay.
But we don't have one of those.
Say if you bought about 40, 50 pounds of lard, what would that come in?
Well, now you'd have to get in a bucket.
What did it used to come in?
Well, it used to come in wooden buckets. They come in tin can things.
Did you ever hear something called a stand of lard?
No, I don't believe it did, huh?
What about a stand of molasses?